Oh,
In the Surya Puja, Krishna disguises Brahmana and decided his name Vishva Sharma. There is some specific reason why he decided such this name, or no any reason. Some meaning, I don't know.
and my dear Neil, the last pastime of the day between 3:15 and 3:36 is called Surya Puja at Surya Kund. Krishna disguises himself as a Brahmin. He gives himself the name Vishva Sharma. In North India, 5,000 years ago, and also today, one of the common names for Brahmins is Sharma. Many Brahmins are called Sharma. Vishva means universe. So Krishna gave him that name as a joke. He doesn't know anything about Brahminical life. He eats with his left hand, eats with his right hand, like a monkey. He has yogurt rice in his left hand, pickles between his fingers. He walks down the path eating from his left hand. This is described in Bhagavatam. This is Muchi style, monkey style. Vishva Sharma is just making a joke. After he eats, he doesn't do ashram, doesn't do. After he eats, he goes like this. He spits on his hand. Yamuna's nearby, picks up the water. So he's a different kind of guy. He doesn't follow too many rules. He goes to the cow in the morning, milks the cow. He's going like this. He just puts it in his mouth like this. He puts it going in the pail, in the bucket. They go, drinks it. One pastime into Hani Kund in Barsana. Dohani Kund is Barsana. Dohani means milk. And Radharani was watching the coward man milk the cows. And Krishna went there and met Radharani. And said, "Radharani, do you know on the end of the udder of the cow there's a design of a lotus flower? Like a lotus flower design. You saw?" "I never saw." She said, "Listen, I'll milk this cow. You bend down and I'll show you." So Rari bent down and Krishna said, "See?" And he pulled it. Rari got me shaking all over her face, you know. But it wasn't Rarasmi, so she wasn't very happy. Rarasmi gets all me shake, you know. So Krishna's very naughty. So he's making a joke, Vishva Sharma. Universal Brahmin is like a joking name.
And that's the same connected to this question. Like, in exactly which way, like Krishna disguised so that Jatila cannot recognize him? So what he put on his face, what dress, like how?
He didn't change the color of his skin.
No.
Because North Indians are pretty black colored. UP walls are pretty black, so he just blended right in. Yeah, Brahmin thread on his shoulder, and he had a ring of kusa grass. He had a ring made of kusa grass. He had some red thread around his wrist. Bunch of red threads right around his wrist. Satosi Nikvi, Vaishnava Brahmin. something like bees. Yeah, he has some red dot or something. He puts some sun on his forehead. So the red dot. He took off, he had a big seeker. He took off his hair and had a big seeker. He had shutter wrapped around his shoulder. He had earrings, sandalwood earrings. The gold earrings. He had a yellow sapphire ring on his finger, like this guy. So. Yellow sapphire ring on his Jupiter finger. Jupiter guru. So. Nice sapphire also. Puck of Robin. He had a gold chain around his waist. I knew one Sharma Brahmin from Vrindavan. He had a gold chain around his waist. And every Kartik, he would do vrata. You had to take out some links of the chain. You would lose weight. You had to take out some links and make it tight again. Every Kartik, then he would add it back. He was sannyasi, he had a gold chain and with cloth going there. Dora Coben. Coben was cloth, chain was waist, belt was gold chain. It was given when he took sannyas. Gold chain. No, it was gold underwear. Pretty classy, pretty detached, huh? Highly renounced, 200 gram chain. That's a big thing, man. Here's my friend.
What color dress?
White.
White.
So you're a vicious shower in the sky? You got a yellow sapphire ring, a kusa grass ring on this finger, yellow sapphire, this is kusa grass here. Gold chain also?
Thank you.